I know it's not basketball season, but this is one of my all-time favorite stories. This is Rocky Erickson with a special edition of Montana Sports, sponsored by Universal Athletic. Let's play ball. Baseball and softball season is underway. Does your son or daughter need new gear? Shop Universal Athletic for cleats, gloves, bats, helmets, equipment. That's Universal Athletic for the athlete in all of us. Let's just say it was the greatest game in Montana high school basketball that I never did get to see. Not sure who came up with the idea of the bracket for the 1984 Class A state tournament, but it was a bit different. If your team lost in the first round, the best they could hope for was to play in the fifth place game on Saturday night. Well, two of the best teams, Hardin and Park High of Livingston, did lose in round number one. Then on Saturday morning in loser-out competition, they both won, and they put up some impressive numbers. Livingston outscored Whitefish 97-83, behind 35 points from Shanfurch, while Hardin went off for 94 against Ronan. Jonathan Takes and me exploded for 49 points in a game at state. Unbelievable. Well, with the power of radio, sports fans from across the state found out that Livingston and Hardin would be playing that night in the fifth place game. It was a game nobody wanted to miss. Livingston head coach Tom Furch said, "Whoever runs the best will win." Others called it blur ball at its finest. Takes enemy scored 13 points in the first quarter. At the end of one, Hardin led 28-18. The Bulldogs then scored the first 7 points of the second quarter to go up by 17. What a job they did defensively on Livingston's Shan Furch, holding him to just 22. But Shan did distribute the ball, and mostly to Mike Cocott, who had a career-high 32. But nobody had an answer for Takes enemy. Jonathan went off for 38. That's 87 points in two games in one day at state. Takes enemy would score a state record 123, averaging 41 points a game. The Park High Rangers of Livingston would make up that 17-point deficit, and they came back to win 104-102. Let's repeat that. The final score, 104-102. 206 combined points. What a game. Now, the very best story of that epic game came from Shan Furch. He said that late in the third quarter, with the clock winding down, Jonathan Takes enemy pulled up near half court and shot a straight, clean jump shot. The fans froze, watching the flight of the ball. And while it was still in the air, Takes enemy turned to walk toward the bench. The buzzer sounded. He put his fist in the air. The shot hit nothing but net, and the crowd erupted. Let's play ball. Baseball and softball season is underway. Does your son or daughter need new gear? Shop Universal Athletic for cleats, gloves, bats, helmets, equipment. That's Universal Athletic for the athlete in all of us.
I'm Jenny Stovall, born and raised in eastern Montana. I'm a fourth-generational Montanan rancher. As a community, we need to realize that we are all a human. We're not superhuman, and that it's okay to be sad some days or need help or ask for help, and that's why we're here, is to help each other. We're secluded and we're isolated, and in order to keep our sanity, we need to help each other out. So if you know anyone that needs help, please send them to beyondtheweather.com for free counseling for farmers and ranchers.
This is Rocky Erickson